Security camera footage shows the suspect wearing military-style fatigues with his face covered. He sprinted down corridors before firing shots from a semi-automatic pistol. Police say the attack was planned.
He had a swastika on his clothes when he committed the act, but when we seized the symbol, it was no longer attached to his clothes. He's kept them somewhere else. We saw everything, the clothes he wore, the weapons he used, the objects, the knives, everything.
Officers say the 16-year-old suspect targeted his former school before moving to a second school a few minutes away. Victims had little time to escape.
He had direct access to the staff room during break time. He surprised them and attacked 9 teachers who received help, but 2 died.
Parents arriving at the scene hoped for the best.
I got here quickly and took my daughter, the daughter of a friend, and another student who had asked me for help. I put them all in the car and we drove away.
The governor of Espirito Santo has declared 3 days of mourning.
A tragedy. This is a tragedy. A tragedy where we need to show solidarity and stand with those who were directly affected. And that is what we're doing here.
The suspect is in custody. Authorities say he's a military officer's son and used registered weapons. This has led to questions about Brazil's gun laws. Firearm ownership increased 5-fold since 2019, when laws were relaxed. Some say increased availability of weapons could make mass shootings more common. Barbara Angopa, Al Jazeera.